was just impossible. She was more than beautiful, closer to ethereal, with a kind of down-to-earth flavor.
Happy birthday to Daryl Jones, bassist with Rolling Stones, all the way since 1993. He's been in the band almost as long as Bill Wyman was before he left. It's getting close. He plays bass. That's from Bridges to Babylon, one of the albums Daryl Jones played on in the mid-90s. Anybody Seen My Baby is the name of the song. And Jagger and Richards actually had to give a writing credit to Katie Lang on that one. It was a little too close to a song called Constant Craving that you might remember, which was a hit for Katie Lang in 93, 94, somewhere in there. And it's a little bit too close. So they gave a co-writing credit to Katie Lang on that one. But Daryl Jones has played with the Stones since 1993. Also worked with a bunch of people like Peter Gabriel, Herbie Hancock, Sting, Madonna, and more. Pretty good bass player. Saw him last summer at Soldier Field with the Rolling Stones on tour. Daryl Jones' birthday today. He turns 58 years old. Happy birthday, Daryl Jones. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. And as I do when I fill in, we dig deep. Well, not deep all the time, but we do dig into the world of music history, birthdays, anniversaries, on this days, and more through the program. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve, as I mentioned, stevegruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter, at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. Rich Masters coming up in about 10 minutes or so, Executive Vice President Bio, talk about the drug, prescription drug bill. That's moving its way through the House at this point. Let's head to impeachment. Why not? Week 12, as we mentioned earlier this week. Going to play this for you. It's a little lengthy. We might stop it. We'll see how it goes. Might stop and start, I should say. This is the official announcement yesterday, in case you didn't hear it, just after 9 o'clock, just after we were off the air yesterday. Democrats took to the microphones at a press conference to announce the articles of impeachment against President Trump. Nancy Pelosi spoke first, the House Speaker, turned it over to Jerry Nadler, which is where we pick it up. This is Congressman Jerry Nadler laying out the two articles of impeachment against President Trump.
Over the last several months, the investigative committees of the House have been engaged in an impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump's efforts to solicit foreign interference in the 2020 elections, efforts that compromised our national security and threatened the integrity of our elections. Throughout this inquiry, he has attempted to conceal the evidence from Congress and from the American people. Our president holds the ultimate public trust. When he betrays that trust and puts himself before country, he endangers the Constitution, he endangers our democracy, and he endangers our national security. The framers of the Constitution prescribed a clear remedy for presidents who so violate their oath of office. That is the power of impeachment. Today, in service to our duty to the Constitution and to our country, the House Committee on the Judiciary is introducing two articles of impeachment charging the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, with committing high crimes and misdemeanors. The first article is for abuse of power. It is an impeachable offense for the president to exercise the powers of his public office to obtain an improper personal benefit while ignoring or injuring the national interest. That is exactly what President Trump did when he solicited and pressured Ukraine to interfere in our 2020 presidential election, thus damaging our national security, undermining the integrity of the next election, and violating his oath to the American people. These actions, moreover, are consistent with President Trump's previous invitations of foreign interference in our 2016 presidential election. And when he was caught, when the House investigated and opened an impeachment inquiry, President Trump engaged in unprecedented, categorical, and indiscriminate defiance of the impeachment inquiry. This gives rise to the second article of impeachment for obstruction of Congress. Here, too, we see a familiar pattern in President Trump's misconduct. A president who declares himself above accountability, above the American people, and above Congress's power of impeachment, which is meant to protect against threats to our democratic institutions, is a president who sees himself as above the law.
There you go. Jerry Nadler, congressman, laying out the articles of impeachment against President Trump. That, hey, did that convince you? Are you on board now? Change your mind? All right, I thought not. But I also don't know if that's going to change anyone's mind. Now, I don't know if any of this in the 12 weeks has convinced the public, and especially what compare what they promised to what they delivered. We were promised quid pro quo. We were promised bribery. And look, the allegations are still strong. And by that, I mean accusing a sitting president of abuse of power is still a serious charge, should not be taken lightly. But the second count, again, obstruction of Congress is essentially, you know, you wouldn't agree to take part in our essentially, you know, witch hunt against you, right? And so we'll charge you with that too. There's no quid pro quo. There's no bribery in these articles of impeachment. And I don't know if people, even those who are paying attention, are going to be overwhelmed by the evidence or overwhelmed by the charges against President Trump. This is a campaign promise delivered by Democrats to those who put them in office. We will impeach the president. And they have. But it's not going to go any well. But the full House still has to vote. That's probably coming up next week. Then it heads to the Senate for a trial in likely January. And then it all goes away until President Trump wins re-election. And if Democrats control the House once again, they could impeach once again. Round and round we go. They're not done with President Trump, no matter what happens. I think that's perfectly clear. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.